So let's review. The previous Mishnah Daf Ayin continues. Ganav v'tavach l'rfu eleklavim. If a person stole an animal and slaughtered it to use its meat for medical purposes or to feed his dogs, but not for normal eating. Or hasheched benimtzis treifa. The animal was discovered to be treif. Or hasheched chulin ba'azara. He slaughtered a non-hektish animal in the Beis HaMikdash and the meat becomes forbidden. The Tanakhama says, Misham tashlume abal v'chamisha. He is chayv b'dal v'hei. Because the Tanakhama holds shchita she'inu ru'uya shma shchita. It's considered a valid shchita, even though the meat of a treifa and chulin ba'azara may not be eaten. Reb Shimon Paiter b'shnei elu. Reb Shimon holds that only in the first case of the refua he's chayv, because it was a shchita ru'uya. But regarding treifa and chulin ba'azara, he's pata because shchita she'inu ru'uya lo yishma shchita. It's not considered a valid shchita. The Gemara proceeds with a general machlokes regarding shchita. The animal's two simanim must be slaughtered to render the animal fit for eating. However, there is a machlokes as to what defines the halachic act of shchita regarding transgressions or other halachas that require shchita. Rav Levi Sava says, "Eina l'shchita el l'b'seif." The act of shchita is halachically defined by the very end of the act of shchita. Rav Yechanan says, "Yeshna l'shchita mitzchil v'atzeif." The act of shchita is halachically defined by the entire act of shchita, from the beginning of the cutting until the end. The Gemara elaborates on the Tanakhama's halacha of Ashechet Chulin Ba'azara Chayev. According to the opinion of Ein L'Shchita El L'B'Saif, he is Chayev because, as Rashi explains, the Gemara Shchita he de Mitzer Bahano, V'chokama de Tavach de Mori Ketavach. The animal becomes forbidden only at the end of the Shchita, and B'Tavcha Kuloi B'Isura. The animal belonged to its owner during the entire Shchita. However, according to the opinion of Yeshna L'Shchita Mitchila V'Atzayif, he ought to be Pater because Kibin the Shachat Bapurta Asra Idach Loi Demari Katavach. The animal already became forbidden at the beginning of the Shchita. Unutvachai Kuloi Be'inin V'Leka. The animal did not belong to its owner during the entire Shchita. The Gemara answers that according to the opinion of Yeshna L'Shchita Mitchila V'Atzayif, we must say that the Mishnah refers to a case of Kegayin Sheshachat Mikza Simonim Bachutz V'Gumarin Bifnim. The animal stood outside the Azar when the Ganav started the Shechita, and at least up to the midpoint of the Shechita, and did not yet become Asr. And he then brought the animal inside the Azar as he completed the Shechita. In this case, Utvachei Kula Bisura, the animal belonged to its owner during the entire Shechita. Or, we must say that the Tanakhama holds, Chulin Shenishchitu Bazar Lav Deiraisa. The Isur not to shecht a non-hektish animal in the Azar is only Midrabanan. And therefore, the animal did belong to its owner during the entire Shechita midairaisa. Zak the Mishnah, Ganav al pi shnayim, uvtavach umachar al pien, v'nimtzu zayimin. If two witnesses testify that a person stole an animal, and the same two Edom testified that he also slaughtered or sold the animal, and these Edom were then discovered to be Edom zayimin, they testified falsely. Mishalman hakoil. These Edom must pay the complete dal v'hei to the accused, which is what they would have caused him to pay through their testimony of Gnev and Tzvicha Mechira. However, Ganav al pi shnayim, v'tavach umach al pi shnayim acherim, el v'elu nimtzu zaymimin. If two Edom testified that he stole an animal, and two other Edom testified that he slaughtered or sold the animal, and it was then discovered that both sets were Edom zaymin, harishaynim mishal metashlumi kefil. The first set pays kefil to the accused, which he would have paid through their testimony of Gneva. The last set pays the additional gimel to the accused, which he would have paid through their testimony of Tzvicha Mechira. The Mishnah continues. Nimtzu achrein mzaymin. If only the last set was found to be Edom Zaymin, but the first set was Edom Ksherim, hu misham tashlumi kefil, vehe misham tashlumi gimel. The accused pays kefil to the owner for the animal that he stole, and the second set of Edom pays the additional gimel to the accused, which he would have paid through their testimony of Tzvicha Mechira. However, echad min achreinim zaymin, but la eid shnia. If only one eid of the last set was an eid zaymin, but the other eid of the last set and both eidim of the first set were kasherim, the last eidus is disqualified, and therefore the accused pays kefil to the owner for the animal that he stole, but the eid zaymin does not pay gimel to the accused because, as Rashi explains, ein eidim mishalmin mamin ad sheyazimu shneihem. Eidim are liable to pay only if both were zaymin, while here only one was an eid zaymin. If only one eid of the first set was an eid zaymin, but the other eid of the first set and both eidim of the last set were kasherim, the first and even the last eiders are disqualified, and therefore neither the accused nor the eidim pay anything, because shem ein geneva ein tevicha ve'mechira. Because without the first eidus of geneva, the last eidus is meaningless, since the accused might have bought it from the original owner and legally slaughtered or sold it. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding eid zaymim. If a witness was later discovered to be an eid zaymim, from what point does he become pasul eidus, disqualified to testify? Abaya amar lemafrehu nifsal. Abaya says he becomes pasul retroactively from the time he testified falsely, because mahu shaita da'asid havli rasha. He was then already considered a rasha who is pasul eidus, as the pasuk states, al tashas rasha eid. Rava amar mikanu la bahu nifsal. Rava says he becomes pasul only from the time he became an eid zaymim, but not from before, because eid zaymim chidushu. It is a novel halacha that the second Edom HaMezimin can disqualify the first Edom Zaymin through the testimony of Iman HaYisim, because this is a treyu trey, a situation in which the second Edom HaMezimin are machish, contradict the first Edom as to their whereabouts at the time of their testimony. And if so, my chaz is the tzayis lahani, tzayis lahani. Why do we accept the second Edis as truth and the first Edis as false? Perhaps the first Edis is the truth and the second Edis is false. It must be exerus hakasa that we accept the testimony of the second edus. Therefore, en lecho boy el mashas chidush ve'elach. The first edim are considered rishom only from the time of the hazama, but not from before. The Gemara mentions a second version to Rava that perhaps he does agree with Abaye that lamafreyuhu nifsal, but even so, they only become pasla from the time of hazama bishum pseidid lekuches, because this will cause a loss to all buyers to whose purchases the Eid Zaymim testified between the time of the Eidus and the Hazama. The distinction between the two versions in Rava is in the following two scenarios where Mishum Chidush Laka, Mishum Pseidu Delikuches Ika. The Asidu Beitrei Lachad Beitrei Lachad. If two Eidim were Mazim one Eid, and two other Eidim were Mazim the other Eid, the acceptance of the second Eidus, it's not a Chidush, because they are two against one. But there is a Pseidu Delikuches. Or the Peslinu Begaz Lanusa. Not a case of Azama, but rather the second Edom testified that the first Edom were both thieves. The acceptance of the second Edom is not a Chiddush, because as Rashi explains, Melsachritihi. This is not a situation of Trey or Trey, as they did not testify against the testimony of the first Edom, but rather against the eligibility of the Edom themselves, for which the first Edom are not believed, but there is a Pseida de Lekuches. The Gemara concludes, this is one of the six cases where we rule like Abaya rather than Rava.